Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, this is John Dorsey, co-executive producer of Superhuman Public Radio and the voice of Ethan Schwartz. I wanted to talk to you about a new sponsor of SPR. The series is called The White Vault, a horror audio drama set in a remote Arctic outpost and the records of the team sent to repair the station. Now, if you're fans of H.P. Lovecraft's At the Mountains of Madness, this show is for you. Now, this series is complete, so if you're looking for something with a definitive end, check them out today. Find them on your favorite podcasting app or at thewhitevault.com. Now, on to the show.
This is SPR.
Professor Weirdo has debuted a new goatee since his return from his journey across the multiverse. The professor insists that it is a fashion choice, but internet users have criticized the hero for sporting the classic evil twin look in the midst of a doppelganger crisis.
That was Fiona Vaughn reporting from SPR Tibet.
Live from the SPR Amphitheater, here in the always beautiful Paradise City, this is
the
SPR's first annual Ring Drive!
Ring Drive, yeah! Ring-a-ding-ding Drive!
I'm Stan the Henchman, and with me, mostly, is Billy the Whiz Kid.
That's me!
And we're thrilled to be basking in the artificial sun of Paradise City's legendary Geodome.
Inside the world-famous suppression field. Field.
Right.
Oh, like wheat. Hey, that can't be right. Where's the wheat, Stanley?
Oh no, kid. It looks like the suppression field is working its magic on that super brain of yours.
I'm peachy, Stan. Even if I'm not 100% I can still dance rings around you. Ooh, hey, rings. Ring drive. Ha, still got it.
Sure, because that's why we're here. Making sure that everyone in America is able to get their very own mobile online operational duplication detection ring.
Or in normal talk,
your mood ring. We're going to be trying them out live and walking you through how they work.
You put it on your finger, silly.
We're going to have some special guests to take your questions. Every caller will get a ring sent to them for free, along with your very own SPR-branded canvas tote bag.
Tote bag!
While supplies last.
Aries!
I've been here the whole time.
No sense of showmanship. Not yet, PB.
Aries, you're just the guy to ask. What is the mood ring?
Well, that's actually a perfect question for our first guest, since she invented it. That's right, with us today is the unflappable mind herself.
Steel Trap!
Thanks, guys. I'll be here all day to answer your questions and put your fears to rest.
So to start, how does it work?
Well, doppelgangers leave a trace when they steal your DNA. The mood ring can detect this, so if it turns yellow, you have been copied. And if it turns red, you are the copy. Either way, it sends out an alert to agents of Acronym to quarantine you until your doppelganger can be found.
But why would a doppelganger wear them?
They wouldn't, which would be another layer of security if not for the unexpected number of objectives.
That must be frustrating to meet so much resistance to your hard work.
It is. Wait. Aren't you...
Kelly Close?
Now that's how you make an entrance, Aries.
And that completes our all-star lineup. I'm Ethan Schwartz, and this is the SPR Ring Drive. We'll be recording live from Paradise City all day with incredible interviews, shows, surprises, and more. Back in a minute, when our program continues.
The SPR Ring Drive is sponsored by the Paradise City Project and the Department of Superhuman Services. To call in, dial 725-555-8212 or patch in through the SPR website at sprpod.com.
The SPR Ring Drive is sponsored by Mugs with Doug.
Hi, you're sharing your mug with Doug.
This Saturday, on a very special episode of Mugs with Doug,
I wanted to be another person, but now everyone's scared of Doppel.
You can shapeshift.
Yes, can.
You can change your form. Let me change their minds.
On the next Mugs with Doug.
Hey, look, I am Mug now.
Yes, yes, you are.
This Saturday, after the small broadcast, Mugs with Doug.
And we're back with the SPR Ring Drive, live from Paradise City. To kick things off, we will all be putting on our rings for the first time to show how they work.
Right. Everyone have theirs?
Got it.
Right here.
Yes, sir.
Ring Drive!
That's right. All right. All right. All right, Billy, take it away. On three.
Yes!
One.
One!
No, you say the next one.
Oh, three!
Nope. All right, I'll do it. On three. One.
Two.
Three.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Is everyone's ring still black?
This isn't nickel, right? I have an allergy.
It's not nickel.
I can't find mine.
Spit that out.
Anyone else having trouble with the fit? I feel like this is gonna slip off.
All right, okay. It takes about 20 minutes for the ring to activate. Right now, it's processing your DNA and connecting to the network. It's also resizing itself for maximum comfort.
Whew, better already.
While we wait, we're going to be taking calls from you, our listeners.
Alert, caller incoming.
Thanks, Producer Bot. This is the SPR...
Ring Drive!
That's right, here in Paradise City.
Okay, we have Bag of Dicks for sale calling from Beaufortes, Arizona.
Producer Bot, you got a screen for prank callers.
How dare you, sir? On my planet, that is a perfectly normal name.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
For Steel Trap. Does the ring have any side effects if you have Ligma?
What's Ligma?
Bot!
Processing, processing. 86% of calls have been dropped.
Okay, well, give us one of the 14%. You like that math, Billy?
I'm 14%.
You're 14 years old.
Oh, yeah!
This is Aisha in Garland, Texas.
Hi, I'm ordering my ring right now.
Woo!
Oh, yes!
Woo!
Do you have any questions for any of our esteemed hosts?
Yes, I have one for my fellow Texan, Kelly Close.
Always good to hear from the Lone Star State. What's your question, Aisha?
Who is the interview you've always wanted on the speech bubble?
That's a great question. I have always wanted to interview Franklin the supercomputer. We've had heroes, villains, space aliens, and monsters, but Franklin's always been just out of reach. I've made the request several times, and when we were close to booking them, another of my colleagues got there first.
I regret nothing.
Yeah, honestly, he's overrated.
Hey, he's doing his best.
I just realized I'm the only one here who hasn't gotten to speak with him.
They made me wait outside. Typical Legion profiling.
Might have something to do with the Vanta Black Level mind virus that Franklin still has in its memory banks.
His? And I want to point out that Franklin did not make the mind virus. He just hangs on to it.
Oh, yeah. How does that thing go?
Steel Trap can sing it.
Not again.
And a one.
Nope.
And a
nope,
two.
Not gonna
and
do it.
I love that episode. You can't tell me what you want. You can't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
Yeah.
I'd say it
yeah,
more.
Something like that. If you really want to hear it, go talk to the bot himself.
I'm still holding out hope.
I could probably get you in.
Yeah? Well, Aisha, thank you for making this happen.
Very cool. Thank you, Kelly.
Get that woman a tote bag.
Tote bag missile activated. Targeting down.
Missile?
Wait, producer bot, the dome.
No!
We'll have a production assistant get that out to you soon.
Why does Producer Bot have so many weapons? Was that a potato peeler?
Producer Bot is also a chef.
Beep boop. Caller incoming.
All right, this is Colin calling in from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, yo, Wispies, him, whoever else.
Hey, it's
We're here to get people rings, not correct them. Yes, this is Ham.
Got a question for your ring cut.
Sure. Are you going to get ringed?
Yeah, I don't know about that. That Jake Bindle guy says that he has, like, a lot of evidence that that ring is gonna steal our DNA and control us.
Wait, really?
No, not really. Hi, Colin, Steel Trap here. The data is anonymous. Unless you get copied, nothing is stored.
Yeah, that's what the f***ers want you to think.
I designed it. Nothing is stored. That would be a huge HIPAA violation if it were.
But, like, what if I'm, like, a doppel what's it and don't know it? Then I put on your ring, and then I'm, like, running around and my ma, I'm some huge...
Well, thanks for testing Producer Bot's auto-sensor.
Actually, can I take this one? I think I know where Colin's coming from. Hey, so I assume you drive a souped-up all-white Honda Civic with custom LED underlighting and no muffler?
Yeah, unless my neighbors know I'm cool.
Would you leave it unlocked in a bad neighborhood?
Hell no.
Well, that's what it's like not having a ring. Like your body's sitting unlocked waiting for some dude to steal it and drive it through the window of a Cold Stone Creamery.
What?
Oh, snap. Okay, send me one. But I'm still not wearing condoms.
Why don't we take a little break?
We'll be back with more of the SPR Ring Drive after these messages.
Ring Drive!
This is the SPR Ring Drive. It's 74 degrees here in Paradise City. And now for the SPR News Break.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Support for SPR comes from Gold Booster Suit Powder. Let's face it, 12 hours in full body spandex stinks, but that doesn't mean you have to. Thanks to Gold Booster Suit Powder. Our suit powder keeps you dry all day long and fights suit itch before it starts. Gold Booster Suit Powder. We fight the bad smells so you can fight the bad everything else. Brought to you by Spandexo, a family company.
From SPR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. Yesterday, the Southern Battalion seized back control of the Heroic Legion's Tower 2 from the forces of Normcore. We go to Ben Belzer on location in Seattle. Ben?
Thank you, Wenling. While the siege has been criticized by Washington, here in downtown Seattle, the crowds are still celebrating the Southern heroes. Oh, Battalion Commander Steam Engine Jackson has come out of the building. One moment. Steam Engine Jackson! Ben Belzer, SPR News.
Hi, Ben. We met when you were on location on Skull Cove, right? It's been a while.
It certainly has. Can I ask? Capturing the tower seems to have put the battalion in hot water with the Norris administration. Why did you come?
We've been here nearly a week. But our legal team, like the Legion's, advised us to stay out of it as long as Normcore stayed peaceful. I put on the cape to do the right thing. So did the rest of us. The right thing. Not what the rules say the right thing is. When the battalion arrived, I asked everyone if they were here to do good, no matter the consequence. Didn't get a single no, even from the Legion heroes. So when we heard a Porvis broadcast and guns went off, we charged in, no questions asked. Juhi and her friends have done more good than all of us in heroic services this year.
And did you find the Sink Sisters?
Hell, no. The Norm Guard grunts have been keeping their mouths shut in the meantime. Except to Sniffer, which is fine by me. We've heard enough from them lately.
They offer much resistance?
Come on. Nothing we couldn't handle. Though the top brass wasn't there. I'm hoping the Sing girls are wrapping that Gary up like a Christmas present for a police department somewhere. Though it looks like some of them got away with some pretty dangerous Legion technology. We caution anyone from engaging Normcore. They should be considered armed and extremely dangerous.
Commander, they're asking for you.
That's my time, Ben. This train keeps a tight schedule.
Anything you want to add before you go?
Juhi, Ipurva, let us know you're out there. Let us know you are safe.
That goes for all of us here at SPR2.
All right, battalion. All aboard!
Thank you, Steam Engine Jackson.
That was Wenling Chen reporting from Washington. It's 74 degrees here in Paradise City, and now back to the SPR Ring Drive.
And we're back. During the news break, we were able to sign up another 20 callers here on stage, with our SPR staff signing up hundreds more.
With your help, we'll be able to end the doppelganger what's-it global big secret invasion problem thing.
That's right.
New caller incoming.
We've got Joyce calling from Orlando, Florida.
I am ready for my tote bag, Stan.
Woo! We got one for you.
Oh.
Or how about six?
Nope.
Just one.
Right.
You can have a question for any of our hosts.
Yes, I am a big fan of the sultry sounds of Ares Greco.
Oh my, lay your question on me.
I have two of them. First is, what in your opinion is the best designed supersuit on the market?
Well, first off, I like the sound of your voice as well.
Oh, goodness.
Whoa.
Get a room!
And secondly, even though they've had a lot of scandals in the news lately, Spandexo's new line is doing something fascinating. It's not only their supersuits, their civilian clothes have it too. We can't figure out what they're made of. We want to do a show on them, but Spandexo is very serious about keeping the formula a trade secret. Of course, Ethan here got a tour of the factory when he was on vacation last year.
That's two hosts you've stolen scoops from.
What can I say? I'm a popular guy.
But if you had to guess what Spandexo made their suits out of, you'd say...
I'd guess it was... not of this world. Honestly, hats off to the people that made it. It's still a feat of design. That answer it for you, Joyce?
It does, but I have a second question. Can I get your number?
Well, how about you give us yours and I'll...
Only... one question per caller.
Is there any way to get her back on the line?
Never again.
Aww.
New caller incoming.
Okay, we got Julie from Canada on the line. Canada. Canada. Am I saying it right?
What's your question?
Hi, everyone. My question is for Ethan Schwartz.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Oh my god. So what I want to know is, do you have a favorite episode of These American Supers?
Oh, that's a tough one. And this might be a little anticlimactic, but it might be next week's episode.
Oh, okay. Well, any hints about the subject?
I'm gonna have to take my cue from Spandexo and keep this one a trade secret.
Not even a hint for us?
I can give you the title.
Okay.
Fine.
The Doppelganger in the Room.
Mm. Oh.
Creepy.
Thanks for calling, Julie.
All right, we're on to our next caller. This is Gary, from right here in Paradise City.
Oh, hey there. So the rings really work, huh?
Yes, as a matter of fact, our hosts should get their results in... look at that, precisely 36 seconds.
Can I get a countdown?
Why not? 30, 29, 28, 27, 26!
All right.
Alert. I am detecting elevated levels of palladium from outside the dome.
Isn't that what powers Iron Barracuda's blasters?
Why, yes, it is, Ares.
Wait, I know this guy's voice. That's Gary Guinness from Normcore.
Ta-da!
Not now, PB!
We're here to stop you from enslaving the American people with these rings.
Should we be calling security?
This is Paradise City. Everyone's security.
Hello, residents. Do not be alarmed, but there is a security threat on the northeast corner.
Look, I wouldn't worry. Even if he could cut through the dome, the suppression field would stop him from...
Oh, WizKid, you stopped counting. How will we know if the ring works? Hey, let me help you.
Hey, that's my inhibitor thing I made. How did he get one? Oh, wait.
One.
everyone okay?
Oh, my powers aren't working. Ares, help me hold them off.
You know I can't.
Thanks, Producer Bot. I guess not all robots are.
Steel Trap, you should sit down.
Hey, she's...
Fine. You're doing fine, Steel Trap. Kid, grab one of those t-shirts.
Okay. I don't want a t-shirt. I want a tote bag.
You can have all the bags you want.
Oh, look. SBR's finest, all in one place. Anything you want to say before you sign off? For the last time? What the?
Did you know that Paradise City has the biggest collection of supers on Earth?
I don't care. You can die with the rest of them.
There's a reason it's never been attacked.
You should be powerless. You should be powerless! I took your powers! The device
is nothing compared with the suppression field, which is gone, thanks to you.
It's so cold. You freaks belong in this cage. I will not be silenced. You think a little ice can stop our movement?
So, you want me to stop freezing you?
Yeah. You freeze me, and people will see the monsters you are.
I may be a monster, but you're full of hot air.
Wando, no!
This is Wenling Chen in Washington with breaking news. There has been an attack on Paradise City. There is no word. Wait, stand by. We have WizKid on his personal cell phone. WizKid?
I'm all right.
And is everyone else unharmed?
What?
Is everyone else okay?
Steel Trap is headed to the emergency room, but everyone else is unharmed. We're all gonna have tinnitus for a while, for sure. Hey, tinnitus. Oh, my brain is working again.
And what of Gary and the attackers?
Well, when they came in, they were everywhere. But, well, now Gary is still everywhere. Ugh, I think I got some of him in my mouth. The invaders who are still solids are frozen in place, but I think... Oh, no! Don't chip the ice! We did a whole episode on this!
Sorry.
Oh, we're sad that the ring drive is gonna have to take a brief interlude. Oh, my ring.
How'd you lose that ring? It vacuums to your finger.
Huh, must have blown off in the explosion.
Hey, it's over here.
Oh, thanks, Ethan. Oh.
Billy.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Is everything all right, Billy?
It's red. There has to be some sort of mistake.
Kid, we'll fix this. That's our thing.
All right, nobody panic. Agents of Acronym. We're the good guys. William Wizgig, doppelganger, come
now
this way.
Now wait 1 second. We're not going to stand for this, Gestapo.
It's okay, Stan. They'll let me out when they realize...
That's the spirit.
That's it for the ring drive here in Paradise City. But is the Wiz Kid a doppelganger? And where is Apoorva Singh? Wow! I feel so strong right now! Today's show was written and produced by John Dorsey and Maximilian Clark. Additional... Wow! Does everyone feel that? The security blanket really is on! Well, this is going to be great for our broadcast signal. Additional credits are on the website at sprpod.com. I need to test this out. This is SPR!
The Fable and Folly Network.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories, horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls, a man's face set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media. in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4. A new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.